Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Is it just me, or does this smell extremely Lemon Pledge out here tonight? Something's very Lemon Pledgey. I don't know what it is. Might be somebody who did some nice varnishing or something of the wood. Okay. Let's just read what's on the paper, Doug. Hey, everybody. I'm Doug, and I love movies. It's May 4th, 2010, and may the 4th be with you. Yeah, it's I don't know if it's official or unofficial, but I've been seeing Star Wars Day being tweeted all day today on Twitter. And this podcast is being recorded in front of a live audience at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles before Comedy Death Ray, which you can read about who's going to be on Comedy Death Ray at comedydeathray.com, or you can read about what happened at Comedy Death Ray at aspecialthing.com. And I'd like to thank everyone who came to the taping last week at the Irvine Improv. We did a show down there, and I hope to do more of those in the future. And I'd also like to say thanks to everybody at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. That was a fun-ass weekend, is what I wrote down today. I wrote that down today at about 4:22. That Raleigh was fun-ass. Old-timey movie actress Dorothy Provine passed away a few days ago, and, you know, not that anybody cares, but one of my favorite movies as a kid was a movie called The Great Race, and I had a huge crush on Dorothy Provine in her role as saloon showgirl Lily Olay. So rest in peace to her. Hope you enjoy being dead. That's kind of a horrible way to bring out the guests for the show tonight. Some lady nobody cares about died, and I used to jerk off to her before jerking off was even an option. That's how young I was when I was into her. I didn't even know that you could like be into someone and then go somewhere and think about them and jerk it. I'd just sit there and think about them. Why would you bother to have a crush on someone if it's all okay? My guest tonight, If you have seen any improvisational shows at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles or New York, or comedy movies or comedy TV shows, then you've seen these guys. Please welcome Andrew Daly, Matt Besser, and Rob Riggle, everybody. All three of those guys are here. All right.
Andy's
so
not here.
Andy didn't make it, unfortunately. But I didn't want to rewrite the intro because it was so tight. It was so tight and so perfect. Rob Riggle just shut that mic down military style. He's setting the chair at a weird angle. Like, this chair is dead to everyone. No one try to sit in this chair.
Like that Jewish ghost.
That's Matt Besser's voice. Hello, Matt.
Hello, everybody.
And hello, Rob Riggle.
Sort of like
hello,
movies.
Everybody.
First timer on the show.
Yes.
I was going to bring you out with a couple of veterans and hit you hard with the movie games because they already know the rules. But Andrew Daly didn't show up. I have some questions for Andrew Daly. Could either of you?
Yes, sure. I think we can answer.
The two of you could field those questions.
Yes.
That I plan to ask him. He's been booked longer than you guys. Rob's been like on and off for weeks. Like, maybe I might not make it. I got a lot of shit going on. Got reshoots on a pilot that everyone hopes will become a series.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not everyone.
I speak for everyone,
up,
Matt.
The people up against him,
yeah,
they're really
competing. They probably don't want
him.
Oh, the people in the other time slots are already worried about some
pilot?
No,
the other pilots.
Oh, the other pilots. Well, yeah, there are a lot of pilots. So good luck to everyone with a pilot who hates Rob Riggle right now. And, okay, Matt, I called like yesterday because I was worried Rob Riggle would fall out. So I was like, can you do the show tomorrow night in case Rob Riggle falls out? I got backup plans, you guys. It's always going to be good shows. I got three or
backup plan. Great movie.
The Bench.
I
like that, Rob. You bring it right back to movies. I like that.
If
you could be, if you could be the movie monitor when I start to stray off of movies, if you could just jump in with a movie title.
I think I get it. I think I get it now.
Yeah, I think you're going to be great at this.
All right.
But Andrew Daly, let me ask you. According to IMDb, and by the way, IMDb, you were the voice of Jim Jones in Dante's Peak?
Yeah, I was.
Why was Jim Jones just a like, random name, or was there at some point in Dante's Peak did they get Jim Jones, the guy that killed all those people in that massacre, did they get him on the horn? Like, why was there a voice of Jim Jones in Dante's Peak?
Because it's hell, right? Jim Jones was an awful man.
Yeah. Is this a question to Andy?
In the movie Dante's Peak, they called Jim Jones because he was awful?
He was playing doing the character Jim Jones, correct?
That's what I'm asking you. I thought you were being Andrew Daly.
I am.
Oh, okay.
I'll jump in as Andy Daly.
Was East?
I just love Jim Jones and he was misunderstood.
It was perfect. Dead on impression. Let me try.
Well then, you want to take one then?
Was Jim Jones the cult master?
Andy Daly has to spend hours in makeup getting out of his regular witch face to get into his on-screen characters. Like, Andy, was Eastbound and Down a movie? Was that a movie first? What happened with that?
It was a song first.
Yeah.
All the best
it
shows
was the
come
the
from
the Bandit
songs.
Song. Yes. But then people tried to tell me that they tried to make a movie out of that, but then somebody decided, no, this is a better TV series, and then they shot a few more episodes. Is there any truth to that? Do you know anything about that?
All I know is Danny McBride is a pure joy to work with. We had laughs and laughs and back rubs. Just super fun on the set. Andy Daly.
And what about Yogi Bear?
I sucked Danny McBride's balls in the honey wagon between every shot. Says I, Andy Daly.
Wow, you're one of the best guests I've ever not had on the show.
I will never be late.
Well, let's break this up. Let's talk to Rob for a second, because he showed up. The last time I went to the movies, I saw you in two trailers out of five. The Killers and the other guys. Let's talk about them. What are those movies?
I'd love to talk about them.
One is Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl.
Yes.
Did you meet them?
I did.
Their scenes weren't on green screen?
No.
You got to actually
I had to do most of my acting with a tennis ball in front of a green screen. Of course, then they will be filled in later. No,
because
I got to
Ashton Kutcher has tennis-sized balls.
It was good. I got to do a movie with Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, you're like an insane maniac, like trying to kill them, right?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, I saw the trailer, and that's what I got from it.
You don't know. Might be another twist to it.
I'm on your side, guys.
I might be there to kill him. I might be there to save him. We don't know.
Is it rated R?
I don't believe so. It's probably a PG-13.
Did you ever have to put squibs on your body? That'd be a big spoiler if he got shot, so I won't make him answer that. And also, you were in Super Jaime. No. How awesome is that you're in Super Jaime?
Greatest movie ever.
Matt Besser only gets mentioned in it.
Huh?
He only gets name checked in it. You were physically in it.
I was physically in it with a wonderful comedian named Rob Hubel, who I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a really funny scene where they did this sketch where
here on this very stage.
We filmed it on this very stage. But it was.
I remember that.
Oh shit, Andy.
Yeah, Andy Daly was there that night.
Yes, I remember.
And they filmed it. We filmed it, and then we couldn't use the best parts in the movie because there was a Doors song playing under the whole thing
to
underscore the
vignette,
the inhumanity of the slaughter that occurs after you smoke weed. So we only had the first part, but it was still pretty funny, and I was thrilled to have you guys in the movie. And like I said, Matt Besser gets mentioned by might be me. I might say. I think Zach Galifianakis goes, "Who's got weed? Don't you have weed?" And I go, "No, I'm not smoking right now." And he goes, "Well, somebody's got to have weed." And I go,
"Oh, we were in
maybe
Canada,
Matt Besser
right?
has it at the bumper shoot in Seattle."
Yeah,
yeah. Now tell me about your role in Year One as, according to IMDb, guy in crowd.
Everyone here's seen that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was guy in crowd, one of the guys in the crowd. I did you see it?
How many think I didn't see it?
You did not see it?
I did not see it.
Oh, man.
I saw it.
I thought you had a very funny line.
When you burned Jack Black there. You gave him a little of the business.
They're throwing a virgin into the fire. Uh-huh. He wants to know why, and I explain why.
You're very put out, which I love. That's classic. Well,
you like heckle why it's happening? Kind of, or
do I?
Or is he close? Well, if you're a guy,
you get frustrated with Jack.
Yeah,
because he's interrupting the whole fucking
thing. I mean, you're a guy in crowd, so you must represent the crowd.
I did. I was.
Is your character named Guy G-U-Y, and you just happen to be in a crowd when we meet you?
Oh yeah, it's Guy in
crowd.
Stands for Ned. Guy Ned.
Oh,
crowd.
Guy in
His
crowd.
Last name is Crowd.
Yes.
In the scene, I'm just this two people in a hut.
But your name is
I
Guy
know, it's confusing.
And Crowd. I get it now.
Character named Guy and Crowd.
I love it.
In a two-person scene in a hut.
Yeah, they really didn't probably need to put the initial. That's probably where they confused everybody.
I hope I played it right.
Let's go back to Andy Daly.
yes!
Hello!
About Matt
hello!
Besser. Guy and Crowd.
Have any of you guys, Andy, anybody can answer this, Andy or Matt or Rob, have any of you guys been to the movies lately, seen any movies lately?
I drove by a billboard today for Letters to Juliet.
Juliet. Yes.
Sometimes you get a second chance at true love, Doug Benson.
That's what they say.
Doug Benson.
That's what's bringing you to that movie.
If I just wrote more letters to Juliet,
you'd get your second chance.
That's all it takes is postal.
I think I saw that poster too.
Carried messages.
Are you going to see the movie?
I don't see that happening.
I didn't see Dear Ever. John. How could one actress, what's her name? How could she be in Dear John and Letters to Juliet in
Who
the
is it?
Same fucking year? What's her name?
Amanda
Amanda Seyfried.
Never heard Seyfried. Of her. Why is she known
well,
for?
Well, she's known for her great work on the Veronica Mars TV series. The first season, her murder was the whole mystery.
Oh, shit.
And then she went on to, she starred in the international hit Mamma Mia. She played Mama in that. And it was about her and her baby Mia. And yeah, and then she was in Dear John with that guy
so
that
she's only
used to be a wrestler.
Gay movies.
She's in, yes, she was in Chloe just recently with Julianne Moore and Liam Neeson. As the Liam Neeson, Julianne Moore suspects Liam Neeson is cheating on her, so she hires Chloe, Amanda Seyfried, to seduce her husband. And then Chloe goes through with it, of course, because she's been hired to do. And so she seduces her husband, and then there's lesbian kisses and the whole deal.
I think I saw that part of the movie.
But, you were on Mr. Skin or something?
Yeah, I saw that part.
But the whole thing just looks too boring for me. Like, I don't mind that Tom Egoyan directed it. I don't mind his movies that are about people dying, like The Sweet Hereafter, but when they're just about people kissing and being topless, they're too slow, too boring.
I saw Hot Tub Time Machine recently.
Aren't you in that?
I thought that, no.
You should have been. What was Craig Robinson doing in your part?
Hello.
You're the perfect black sarcastic guy.
There was a good line in it, though. It wasn't a good line. It was just, I thought it was a sweet line.
Oh,
I know.
Really? The softer side of our...
The young kid, they were back in time. They're back in the 80s, and the young kid was trying to pick up on this girl, and he goes, you know, can I text you? Can I email you? How do I get a hold of you? You know, do you have a cell phone? And the girl, obviously, is the 80s. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, the hello. And he goes, well, how am I supposed to get a hold of you? And she goes, you find me, silly. And I was like, yeah, that's how we used to do it back in the day. We'd have to go, actually get in your car and go seek these people out. If you wanted to get laid at all, you had to put in the time and the effort and the energy.
You had to walk around with a branch. What they call those things? Pussy finders. You had to walk around.
Yeah.
You had to wave a branch around and wait till
I can find water, wait till a well.
Yeah.
It was one of those Y-shaped branches that can find pussy.
You had to make the effort.
You had to use
the money.
Magic spells.
Andy. Andy. Get mad at him for contributing.
So pipe down, Andy.
Do you see any movies lately, Andy?
I saw...
Chloe!
Clash of the Titans! Hoping the golden owl from the first movie would be returned.
Release the Kraken!
Did he... Yeah, they don't say it. It's gay no matter how you say it, but they should just go ahead and let her rip and... Say it in the gayest way possible. Yes. And he did the owl
the whole
comeback.
Way building up, he's just powerful. And then at the very when it comes time, he just lets it fly with a release the Kraken.
Or like his voice cracks in like a serious moment. That happens to people sometimes, you know? You're like, release the Kraken! It could totally happen. Did you see Extraordinary Measures? I saw that on the plane coming home from wherever I just was. And
is that a documentary about fat people? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Doug?
Good one, no. Nessa.
Thanks, man.
You're thinking of reinforced scales. No, Extraordinary Measures is the story of some disease that I watched the whole movie, and I have no idea if it's a real thing or they made it up for the movie. But at the very end, they go, oh, these characters survived the threat of Pompeii disease. So I was like, oh, then it must be a real thing, because that'd be weird at the end of a fictional movie to tout the characters surviving a fictional disease. But is Pompeii disease a real thing? I guess
I don't know.
Maybe it is.
I looked up unobtainium after Avatar, though. And that is a real thing. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding.
It's really in Webster's?
It's in Wikipedia. Check it out. It's but it's
James
it's
Cameron what, put it's, that entry in there.
No, it's what scientists call something that you that in it would make something happen if you had this one thing that doesn't exist. So they call that unobtainium.
Oh, but that's not so.
It's like
so
James,
like time travel, like time travel is possible,
right?
If you can
achieve
the
theories,
speed.
You would say, yeah, all we need for this,
all you
is
need, some unobtainium. All right, but that's not what unobtainium is in Avatar.
I think
Avatar.
It's also hocus pocusium or stuff like that. They have other synonyms. I'm not making
fucking,
this up.
It's a, it's
someone
a,
look this up now.
Unobtainium, though, is a great name for a fucking band.
We're fucking unobtainium.
Unobtainium! Chip it, chip it, chip it, chip it, chip it, chip it, chip it.
Yo, 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 unobtainium.
God, I wish that didn't happen. That was amazing and horrible.
I've already gotten a lot of hate mail for my anti-Avatar views, so I don't need to go off about it, but you guys didn't like it, did you?
I did. I loved the experience.
Rob Riggle didn't see it. Too busy.
What?
I know. I feel guilty enough.
Talking to the microphone, sir.
I didn't see it. Just didn't have time.
That'd be funny,
you're
though.
Seeing
that'd
hot
be funny.
Tub machine.
That'd be funny if you
hot
lean
tub
back.
Machine. Time for Hot Tub Time Machine, but not the biggest movie of all time. Sorry.
Just out in the audience weeping.
Oh, so true.
You had to find him back in the 80s. Cry a tear.
All right. Well, I guess we should play some games.
All right.
Right? Someone in the audience.
I'm going to be fucking terrible at this. I know.
All right, so
bring on the games!
I love games!
Andy, please.
Andy, stop doing multiple characters. Just try to stick with one voice. All
it's
right,
different
so
sides of my personality.
I'm happy.
And sad. And witchy.
And joyful.
And shut up. Okay, so since today is May 4th, May the 4th be with you, I am
Quattro de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, today is Star Wars Day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah. What'd you do to celebrate?
We're about to do it.
Oh, word.
I'm celebrating by making Build a title. The first title is going to be Star Wars, hang on, which chapter? A New Hope. Yeah, stupidly renamed A New Hope, but still perfect for a start of a round of Build a title. Let's go to Matt first. Can you add anything to Star Wars
A New Hope? Of the Roses? Can I fuck with the plural?
No, because you also got to deal with A New Hope. We're doing
Wait a minute, what?
This is, yeah.
He's blowing your
this
mind.
This is some serious shit. This is Star
We're playing
Wars.
The title movie, the title game, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you need to add to the title. You know how Star Wars is now called Star Wars A New Hope?
Oh, the initial, I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
The initial episode four is called.
Episode four is A New Hope.
I didn't know that.
That's really?
That's some bullshit. I didn't know that.
It's true. Because if you remember the crawl at the beginning of that one, it was something about how there was a new hope.
Yes.
But nobody gave a shit about the crawl. It was just neat watching words fly through space. And then, you know, five movies later, George Lucas is having words fly through space and say stuff like, and then there was a stamp tax. And it's fucking unbelievably terrible. But
You got to let that go. You've been carrying that around for a long time.
There was a time. Oh, I sat through the People versus George Lucas at South by Southwest, just cheering on every negative comment they made.
The People,
except for the one guy that said that George Lucas raped my childhood. That's a little much, because my childhood wasn't just Star Wars movies. I had a couple other things. He didn't rape My Pretty Pony. He didn't rape G.I. Jane. Okay, so. So Star Wars, A New Hope. So you have to come up with a one that ends in the word star or begins in the word hope.
Hope and glory.
Bam! That's going to be hard.
Duck soup.
Glory. Duck soup.
Duck soup is boiling water. It's easy. All right.
I don't know what's happening.
So I have to.
So you need one that ends in star, a title that ends in star, or begins with glory.
Glory.
God damn it!
Wait
a
minute.
That is a loophole we haven't explored. We haven't explored
well, then
that
I'll
loophole
say glory
before.
Too.
No, no, now it's my turn. It's my turn now.
Glory, glory.
Let me go. Let me go first, though, Matt. It's my turn. So I'm going to say Dark Star, Wars, A New Hope, and Glory. Now it's your turn. Do you want to do Glory again? Was there more than one movie called Glory?
Yeah.
Gloria, I like it. That's perfect.
Cassavetes.
Dark Star Wars, A New Hope, and Gloria. Gloria, originally starring what's her name, and then remade with Sharon Stone.
The first one was great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. The first one was Cassavetes.
So, what are my choices here?
You have to end something in dark or begin something in Rhea or Gloria. Is there a word? Maybe there's a title that begins with Gloria something. Gloria.
Hallelujah.
In Excelsior.
No.
Gloria.
I have. What's the other side? Dark?
It has to end in dark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know a movie that ends in dark? I know one.
Ooh, I do too.
Night So Dark?
Let's look it up. No.
Sounds like a good idea, Night So Dark.
Oh, shit, we've been skipping Andy's turn every time. Dude, you're such a weirdo.
Glory.
I can't believe we've been skipping you. Oh, he goes Glory, too? Okay. Matt, do you have anything that ends in dark?
I know there must be one called After Dark. There's also that that vampire one, right?
Nice made a dark. Face come after on. After Dark. There's got to be a movie called After Dark, right? Let's check with Leonard Maltin, see what he
definitely.
Has to say. See if there's a movie called After Dark.
Night So Dark, too, while you're at it.
Night So Dark.
So,
yeah, it's
so
a sequel dark. To Me So Horny.
So dark.
So dark. I think I should just read that way. Night So Dark.
What was yours, Matt?
After Dark.
After Dark. That's got to be a movie, but I don't know if
definitely.
Leonard will list it. Because that's like a million softcore porn movies. Softcore porn. After Dark, My Sweet was a movie.
Playboy After Dark.
After Dark, My Sweet was directed by James Foley and starred Jason Patrick and Rachel Ward. I kind of like that movie. I like that movie a lot, actually. That was fun. There's got to be like an Alone in the Dark, right? Is that Christian Slater was in a movie called Alone in the Dark? Yeah,
that sounds reliable.
Yeah, sure! Christian Slater! Now Andy's in the audience? This is getting out of control. All right. That was fun. That was my dumb...
Did we break down?
That was my dumb fault for starting it off with Star Wars A New Hope. That was... I ruined that.
I thought we were going. There must be an After Dark. Go with
dark.
After.
There's no After Dark. There's After Dark, My Sweet. Wait Until Dark. And a shot in the dark. Near dark.
Oh, Dance in the Dark's a good one. Let's go with that.
All right, Dance in the Dark. We're going to go with that. Okay, now you need a movie that ends in dance or begins with Gloria.
Well, can it be dancing?
What? No.
No.
No, I'm saying, what does it have to...
It has to end in the word dance. It has to be the last word. Now the audience is taking over, you guys.
Oh, shit, we've lost control.
The audience is just going to fucking... We don't give a shit that Andy and Matt and Rob and Doug are playing this game. We know the fucking answers.
They might as well yell, flash dance, you idiot.
We're going to jam them down your fucking throats. All right, smarty pants, audience. What's a movie that ends in the word flash?
Well, he could just say flash again.
Why? Oh, Jumpin' Jack Flash. They did know it.
I was just about to say Jumpin' Jack Flash.
You were just about to say it, and then somebody in the audience said it.
Jumpin'.
Oh, shit.
Come on.
White Man Can't Jumpin' Jack.
Jumpin'
Flash
crowd.
Dance. In the dark. Star Wars, A New Hope, and Gloria. Wow. All right. Shut up! See, this is, I try playing this game on Twitter, and people come at me with names too fast, and I can't keep up with it. And then they write to me later, why aren't you playing that game anymore? Because it's fucking hard. So what ends in the word white?
White?
Yeah. We need one that ends in white.
I missed the white.
White man can't jump.
Oh, we accepted that.
Oh, yeah, we did. White man can't jumping Jack Flash.
The great white.
Black and white. Boom. What's his name? Tolkien or whatever his name is? Brooke Shields was in it. Black and white. Boom.
Okay. After
it was about black. White girls having sex with black dudes. I'm serious. Watch it.
Zebra head.
It's fucking good. There was a zebra head reference on last week's show.
Yeah?
That is so weird. All right. Black and white. Men can't jumping jack flash dance for in the dark Star Wars A New Hope and Gloria.
Oh, there's got to be a million ones.
There's
got to
be one that ends in black, right?
Men in black.
Men in black.
Of course.
What ends in men?
Boys to men.
Boys. Wait, boys to men wasn't
yeah,
a movie.
Yeah, they got a video.
That was a song.
They got a movie
something
about
else
themselves.
Man. A few good
men.
A few good men. All right, because I want to finish this.
Here's the title.
A Few Good Men in Black and White. Men Can't Jumping Jack Flash Dance in the Dark Star Wars A New Hope and Gloria. That's build the title, you guys. Let's move on. Arduous is a nice word for what that was. But it's. I like to.
I love
Matt
that.
Loves that
what's,
game.
What's the record on that?
Oh, man. There was fucking one title that took
words.
7 minutes to say.
Holy shit.
I haven't figured out the numbers for the longest, but there's too many titles that screw it all up. So
do you think there's a movie with Gloria something?
Gloria?
That was what ended the title, right?
All right, let's check with Leonard Maltin. No one cares but you, but. Let's take the time to do it. Something that starts in Gloria.
Oh, yeah. Gloria Unobtainium. If only that word existed.
Oh, that'd be great. Let's go back and change that scene in The Warriors where he's banging the glasses together and just have him go, Unobtainium! Come on, Unobtainium! All right. There was a movie called Gloria, John Cassavetes, Jenna Rollins, and a movie called Gloria, Sidney Lumet, another great filmmaker. I don't know why he remade it with Sharon Stone. But both versions get 2 stars from Leonard Maltin. Like he doesn't give the first one a break for being the first one. This movie was exactly the same when they remade it. No change in the value of it whatsoever. All right. Thank you, Len. And now let's play the Leonard Maltin game. We need to pick some people for you guys to play for in the audience. Usually people that sit right here are the ones we go to.
And they'll get prizes?
They might win some fabulous prizes, yeah. I mean, fabulous is stretching it a little bit. It's mostly just crap I don't want anymore. But let's talk to this young lady. What's your name?
Lauren.
You can't really reach the microphone. I'll just repeat it. Lauren, who would you like to have play for you? Matt Besser, Andy Daly, or Rob Riggle?
I'll take Matt.
All right, Matt.
Thank you.
Lauren, Matt. Matt, remember.
Big mistake.
Remember her name.
I hate you for not picking me!
You just fucked up, girlfriend.
Shut up. Shut up, Andy's. At least with Andy, you have 2 people guessing. What's your name? Okay, Brad is sitting here, and Brad, would you like Andy's or Rob to play for you? Rob, okay. Okay, Rob, you're playing
Fuck
for
you!
And what's your
Good
name?
Choice.
Kim, okay, Kim, the Andy's are going to play for you.
Kim wins.
So, Andy's, you're playing for Kim, and I already forgot the other names of the other contestants. might be Mark and Lauren. Okay. What? It's not Mark? Brad. Shit. I said maybe.
Close.
I said maybe.
Close.
Trebek doesn't do that enough. The answer might be, you know, like, why does he know everything? Okay. let's start with Rob. You get to pick a year. This gives you a little leg up. You get to pick the year that this movie is from that I'll give you the clues for. Do you want 1971, 78, or 2002? Ooh. Oh, let me tell you what the category is first. This is, since it is May the 4th be with you, it is all Star Wars, people that starred in the original Star Wars trilogy, other movies that they've been in. Oh, that's the category.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you have 71, so this one was before, this person was in something before they were in Star Wars, or 78 or 2002.
I better go with 78.
All right, you better. Some clues. Leonard Maltin didn't care for it very much, just gave it 2 stars. And he said it's a bland comedy drama. Yeah. And there are 6 names. And this movie features a Star Wars alumni. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rob Riggle? Out of 6.
Now, does that? I don't understand what that means. Does that mean
I'm gonna name 6 actors from the bottom of the list up. So you probably need close to 6 to get the right answer.
Yes, I'm going to say I need 6.
All right, that's a good opening bid. It's a good safe opening bid. Because it forces Matt has to bid lower. He can't let you guess it.
Say I will never get this.
That's giving away a lot to. We skipped Andy.
I will get it in 1.
Okay, Matt. So now you have to get it in 0, or tell Andy to name that movie.
Andy, name that.
All right,
movie.
Andy Daly's. Andy Daly's, you get 1 name. That name is William Bryant. William Bryant was in this movie that Leonard Maltin didn't care for. He called it a bland
comedy
drama.
Other side of my personality, do you know who that is? Didn't he have the gold standard?
I'm thinking, and I am drawing a blank. When I think about 78, I just think about family vacations.
I bet Harrison Ford is the main
I'm
actor.
I'm somewhere else right now.
I bet it's a Harrison Ford movie, don't you?
Okay, Andy's, you lose. And the point goes to Matt. And the other names are, just for fun, name it if you know
wait,
it.
Wait, I didn't get to
postcards from that.
The other names are Richard McKenzie, Kim Milford.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the Kim Milford. Eugene Roche, Roche in some circles. Annie Potts was the second lead in this movie.
Ghostbusters!
And the name, no. She wasn't second billed in Ghostbusters. And also, someone from Star Wars still needs to be in it. The lead actor is Mark Hamill.
Really?
Corvette Summer. People in the audience are yelling it out.
Corvette
not fair.
Summer. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I love
Corvette
that movie.
Summer.
I was going to say Corvette Summer. Shut up.
Corvette Summer. Oh, my God. I feel like such an ass. I didn't know that.
Nobody knows that except for that guy.
Corvette Summer.
When somebody in the audience knows it, it makes it true.
Wow.
Comedy drama.
All right. Wow. Let's start with Andy this time since he got burned on
which
that
one. Which one?
Either one of the Andys.
Yay.
Can pick the year.
Yay, happy Andy.
2002.
Oh, okay. I was going to give you 3 choices, but you can just jump right to it. All right,
Andy.
Oh,
it's not the same movie.
Okay, Andy, this is a movie that stars someone that features someone that was a Star Wars, I don't want to say they're the lead, but, you know, they might be, from Star Wars. And 2.5 stars from Len, I think that's a reasonable
What's his
rating.
Scale? 4?
Yeah, it's 4. Scale of 1 to 4, Andy's.
Is it 4?
4.
So 2.5 is pretty good.
All right, so here's the
My
clue.
My favorite TV show.
He says, Leonard says, much Sturm and Drang in this very long movie, but not enough meaning.
Sturm and Drang?
Yeah, those are not actors in the movie. There's other people in the movie.
No, I know what. There's a dance team named Sturm and Drang.
Sturm? What year is this?
Oh, did I say the year? 2002.
It is.
Okay, so there's 7 names, and we start the bidding with one of the Andes.
6.
He says he can get in 6. And then we go to Matt.
I challenge you to you
can't,
six.
You can't challenge yourself, Andy. So then we go to Matt. Matt, how many names can you get it in?
I challenge these Andys to six.
I think Matt has figured out the way to win this thing. Is to just always challenge Andy. It doesn't seem fair or right. But Andy, you could get it right to thwart Matt and his plan.
I will.
Damn All right,
it.
Here we go.
I will.
My name's Andy Daly.
Andy.
Hey.
Okay, six names. Tim Woodward was in this movie.
Oh, Tim.
Donald Sumpler.
These are the worst names.
Oh, D.
John Shrapnel? No way.
That's a made-up name.
This is
no
a porno.
No one's last name is
this
Shrapnel.
This is a porno.
What, their ancestors were professional shrapnel?
That is a great porno name, though, John Shrapnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can take it.
Coming at you.
Hot!
Collateral damage. That's not the movie title, by the way. All right, we got Tim Woodward, Donald Sumpler, John Shrapnel. Who cares about them? Now we're getting into the guns. Six names, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jos Ackland.
What the fuck? Is it Jose?
That guy's a guy people know. No, J-O-S-S, Jos Ackland. It's a dude. He's the one that goes, diplomatic immunity in Lethal Weapons. I think. I'm pretty sure that's that guy.
Yeah.
Then Peter Sarsgaard. We all know Peter Sarsgaard. He's got too many A's in his name.
What line does he say that everybody knows?
He says in My Education, hey, little girl, let's fuck. Oh, was that a different Sarsgaard? That was him, right?
Yes.
He's married to Maggie Gyllenhaal. Okay. And then finally, your sixth name out of seven names. The seventh name is the star of Star Wars, one of the stars. And the sixth name, this goes to the Andy Dailies, is Liam Neeson.
Mm.
A Liam Neeson movie from 2002.
Oh. Shit stick.
I saw that.
Oh. Liam, what did you do in 2002? I know he was being rough and tough.
He has a lot of sensitive roles. Mm. Like that guy that invented sex. Kinsey. That wasn't rough and tumble.
Was that in 2002?
Kinsey Report!
All right, well, it looks like Matt gets the point again and wins the game.
Yay, Lauren.
That's a pretty clever way to win the game. Does anybody know the answer to that one? That is a tough one, right? It's not Kinsey, because Liam Neeson was the
Corvette Summer
lead of Kinsey.
Corvette Summer.
No, the last name
Corvette
is Harrison
Summer
Ford, and the movie's called K-19, The Widowmaker.
Oh, my God.
Directed by the first woman to win an Academy Award, not for this movie, Catherine Bigelow.
It's called K-19?
The Widowmaker.
It. I do remember.
Yeah, I used to have fun with the fact that K-19, The Widowmaker, sounded like it was an extremely weird, vicious sequel to the movie K-9. Like it was a young K-9 that was new to the force and would kill people. Hence the name Widowmaker. But yeah, that was a patriotic Russian naval officer, Ford, takes on a nuclear submarine on its mission voyage, having just usurped command from a well-liked captain, Neeson, who stays on as executive officer. So they argue a lot. And they both,
who could have possibly
they both have
gotten
sort of
that?
Russian accents.
No universe could we have gotten that title.
I don't trust Russians in movies unless they have English accents. I think they should all be played by English people. And Germans. Do you guys have any plugs before we go? Oh, who won the prizes? Who was playing Matt
Lauren.
For? Oh, Lauren. Holy crap,
she
I can't believe. We almost ignored
Sorry, Brad.
Your wonderful bounty of prizes.
I don't think I've been bid.
You win a copy of the movie Bruno.
Nice.
Starring Sacha Baron Cohen. It's a comedy classic. And you win a t-shirt, one of my two trunk to dweet t-shirts. And you win, I got this at a, I went to a gifting suite. Have you ever been to a gifting suite? Went to one of those for TV Land had one. They were giving out stuff. And I got an insanely soft baby blanket. Like, it is the softest creepy fucking little blanket. I should give them a plug. They're not a sponsor, but I should still mention it's from a company called Little Giraffe. Feel that for a second, Rob Riggle. Now let Andy Daly feel it.
Oh, sweet Jesus! This.
I love to eat babies, my little pretties.
This is like an angel fart.
There you go. Congratulations, Lauren. Is that your name?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations, Lauren. Yeah. That baby blanket is insanely soft. What do you guys want to plug? Matt, do you have anything to plug?
I'm in Toronto this weekend. You have Toronto listeners?
Yeah, but this will probably come out sometime this weekend. Oh, well. So what's a little further down the road?
Sorry. Well, Wild Girls Gone is the movie that the UCB made and improvised. We just released it on DVD yesterday, I think.
So oh, excellent.
That online. There you go. Wild Girls Gone.
Gone Girls Wild? Girls.
Wild Girls
Wild
Gone.
Wild Girls Gone.
It's a play on that other one.
Right? So there's no Wild Girls in it at all?
There's some titty. That's
oh, okay, good. That is what I'm asking. That's what I count on in any UCB production is some titty, even if it's a dude. And Andy Daly, what have you got coming up?
I'm going to be juggling dildos down on the corner of Bronson and Franklin, just right outside. One of them will be on fire. Don't miss it.
Don't miss that one dildo. Don't be distracted by the two not on fire dildos.
I'm also in The Witches of Eastwick, the musical, opening on Broadway. My little putties.
Okay. And Rob Riggle, any plugs from Rob Riggle?
Killers is coming out June 4th, and the other guys will be coming out in August.
Oh, we didn't really talk about him before. Other guys is Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Did you get to be around him when he didn't have a shirt on?
I did.
Either of them?
I did.
They both take their shirts off, yes, a lot to different effect.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so.
Awesome. Go to the movies this summer and see Rob Riggle, you guys. And two, I think they both look good from the trailers.
Yeah, I think they'll be a lot of fun.
Trailers lie. And then, not always, though. Those look great. Let me take a second to be really sincere about this. Those movies look awesome. Go opening day like I'm going to go, and then keep your mouth shut. That's how you know a movie doesn't have a friend of mine in it, is when I'm railing on it immediately on the day it opens. But if a friend of mine's in it, I'll give him that first weekend push where I won't talk shit about it until Monday. Speaking of Mondays, the next Monday Benson Interruption at Largo in Los Angeles is on May 10th. Always all ages over there at Largo's. Largo. I'm going to be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, Illinois, May 13 to 15 of 2010. I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago at 420 on Sunday, May 16th. And Rooster Teeth Feathers, it's a real place, you guys, in Sunnyvale, California, May 20 to 23. And if you live in Los Angeles, mark your calendar for May 24th. I have an announcement coming out soon about, if you don't already know already, I'm doing something in L.A. on May 24th. Also, Rob Riggle?
Yeah, I'm going to jump in. Also, you can go to robriggle.com and check out a bunch of shit there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yep.
MattBesser.com, too.
AndyDaily.gov.
I forgot to ask the losing contestants who they want to call a shithead, so let me do that. You guys just talk amongst yourselves over there.
Oh, I like it.
All right. You guys didn't talk at all when I said talk amongst yourselves. The people that don't win prizes, they get to name. I'll say anybody they want as a shithead at the end of the show.
Oh, all
and
that, three?
And now we're at the end of the show, just the two people. So I have to say, and it's going to be amazing if I remember, James Cameron is a shithead.
Oh.
And Beyonce is a shithead.
Beyonce? Wow.
Now it's time for a bunch of other talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess, makes it cocky. There's no room in it.